We started having services here with 40, 45 people instead of 80. And then started almost starting over again. I said, what about the finances? What about the rental? What about... And I'm so proud of you guys, because with 40 people, we were able to pay the same amount that you were paying with 80 people, or sometimes even more. God is prospering us. God has the whole package. He put everything together. I'm going to bring these people together because they have faith in me, and they will keep declaring my word. They will keep kicking the mountains out of their ways. I want these people to start this church in this place. I'll prosper them for them to be able to give more. So you guys are giving more. Instead of 5 years to pay the loan, we paid in 2.5 years. God is prospering us. God is doing greater things than we could think and imagine. He's doing things. So if you have faith in God, do you have faith in God? So start declaring, saying things, speaking the word. What's in front of you? What's the mountain in your life? What's the mountain? Is the finances? Speak to your finances. Wednesday, we had a Cheryl, I was meditating on that. We always say, thank you, Lord, for your angels here surrounding us, protecting us. And she said, God is telling us the angels are here tonight, not only to protect us, for you to give a command for them to do what they're supposed to do. So we have the angels serving us. So we speak faith, and it's going to happen. So that was from the Lord. That was from the Lord. So when we speak the word of God, believing in God and speaking the word, because this is the spirit of faith. We believe, I believe, therefore I speak. If you believe in God, if you have faith in God, whatever you say according to His word, it's going to happen. Hey, everything was too hard for us. Everything was too hard for us. But we weren't speaking the hard thing. We were speaking faith. Thank you, Lord, you will provide everything. Thank you, Lord, for laborers to help us. Thank you, Lord, for provision to buy everything we need. So I would start having service without carpet. But it wasn't really pleasing us. And someone called us and said, you know, Pastor, I want to give you an offering for the carpet. Chairs. We got the best chairs. God always, because we were confessing the word. We are confessing and speaking the word of God. We are speaking what we believed in our hearts. And when you speak the word of God, when you speak believing in the word of God, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believe, therefore I have spoken. So if you believe and you speak, God's power will be released. Let's release the power of God through our words. We are here because of that, the power of God. How that happens? Why Christians are suffering so much? Why Christians are wondering so much about things? And it's just saying, if you believe in God and we speak the word, that problem, that mountain will throw itself in the sea, in the middle of the sea. Just church, we are here because our confessions. And we're going to move forward because our confessions. I'm believing, I'm declaring every day, the love of God will grow stronger in your life. The faith of God will build up faith in our hearts in this place. I'm not playing. Maybe I don't preach the way somebody else preach. Maybe you don't teach the way somebody else teach. Maybe you don't do evangelism like somebody else do. But what God the Lord is asking us to do is the way we're going to do, with love in our hearts. We just go and do it. We just go and do it because we believe in God and we confess His word. This church is going to keep growing stronger. Because took me a while, because in the beginning I was counting, 60 people, oh Lord, I'm believing for 100, until the Lord started telling me, though, the growth is not only numbers. Of course, naturally, numbers shows us that we are growing. And like a few weeks ago, I've heard from someone saying that growth is the number and finances. That was the last word for me to believe 100% that that's not the truth. Because we are growing stronger. When I see somebody come to me and say, Pastor, I'm confessing, I'm healed. I don't accept this in my life. And I saw that person saying, oh, I'm tired, I'm sick, I don't know. And now the person comes to me and say, yes, I can do all things. Pastor, I won't stop declaring. So that's growth. That's growth. That person is already believing and confessing the word. So, done. He's going to grow. That's growth. And because we are confessing, we are growing. Amen? John 12:49 says, for I did not speak on my own. I don't want to miss this word. Jesus was saying, I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. John 12:49. Get the word. Meditate on that word. 12:49. For I did not speak on my own. No, I'm not speaking on my own. I'm declaring over your life that you're going to grow stronger. The love of God won't grow cold in your life. If you hear the Lord, if you obey the Lord, if you confess His word, so the love of God will grow stronger, not cold in your life. This is what I'm believing. Faith. Oh, come on, church. We are building up faith. For how long? We have it for 2 years or 2.5 years. We are running our meetings at night, like upper room meeting, declaring revival, revival. And God already told us, revival is inside of us. It's from inside out. It's from inside out. I'm not waiting for one of those pastors to come here to bring revival. Revival is already here because you are here. So I'm confessing. I'm confessing. When someone just raise on their feet, her feet and say, you know, angels around, give the command. That's the revival we need. When someone comes and says, hey, I'll lay hands on you, you will be healed. That's revival. When we love someone, when we love someone the way God loved us, unconditional love. When I see this guy's going to the Friendship Village, I see them going serving those guys and then ministering to them. And then those guys, they don't deserve. Okay, they're drug addiction there, there. So I'm glad I've never heard from you things like that. But I've heard in Brazil somebody say, oh, you know, it's wasting of your time going on streets ministering the gospel because homeless, they don't change. Only when they can, only when they want. And I said, you know, but they won't change if they don't hear the word of God. They don't change. They won't change if they don't hear the gospel. They don't have chance to change if they don't hear the gospel. And I'm believing, I'm declaring, every time we preach the gospel, the signs will follow it. The signs, wonders, and miracles, church. I'm declaring, you see, people, I'm praying almost every Sunday, every Wednesday, every day I pray here, I walk. I hope you see a hole in this carpet one day. Because, no, I'm declaring, no, when somebody comes to this place, they will feel the presence of God, the glory of the Lord in this place. This is what I'm praying for. I want to see people coming to this place and bowing down on their knees and say, Lord, I repent. What's going on in this place? I just repent. I'm a sinner. Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want to see coming to this place and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. This is not the life that you called me to live. I want to just change my life. I repent. Lord, I want to come back to your way. I want to jump in your arms because I love you, Lord. Forgive me. I spend everything you gave to me. I spend the provision you gave to me. I spend my faith. I spend the anointing. I spend my love for you. You know, this is what I'm believing and I'm declaring. I'm not declaring, church. I'm not speaking on my own. I'm speaking what the Lord is putting in my heart to speak. Definitely. You know, I made a decision many years ago. Sometimes I make mistakes. Yeah, my family knows. But my decision is, if I don't speak faith, I don't want to speak anything. If you don't have, if you're not able to speak faith, don't say anything. It's better. It's better. Oh, there's no way. There's no way. It's too difficult. Oh no, it's hard to get the visa. It's hard to get the job. It's hard to get the money. It's hard to get the revival. It's hard to grow this church. It's hard to da, da, da. It's hard to build this. It's hard to have news. It's hard. So if it's better to be quiet. When you believe in God and His Word, and when you believe in what you are in Christ Jesus, what you have and what you can do through Christ Jesus, then you start speaking. Of course, the bird wants to build up a nest on our head. Don't. Just take him out of your head. Thought comes. But don't allow it to come to your heart. Because if come to your heart, we will speak what's out of your heart and unbelief. But when you get the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you meditate in the Word of God, then goes to your heart. Then when you speak faith. Have faith in God. That's why I say, if you say to this mountain, so have faith in God, build up faith inside of you. This is a word of faith, church. This is a word of God, church. This is the word of Jesus Christ, church. This is the word of the Holy Spirit, church. We are Spirit-filled. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Oh, Holy Spirit, ask Him if He's happy hearing from you that you cannot do because, you know, it's too hard. No. He's telling you. He says, no, be quiet, don't say that. Speak faith. Confess the word. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. This church is the result of our confession. You are here because of the result of my confession. You are here maybe because of the result of the husband or wife's confession. Someone is confessing the word for you to be here, serving the Lord, growing in Him. Someone is confessing, is declaring. Who you know is not saved. Keep declaring the word. Keep declaring blessings over that person until that person gets saved. Don't give up. And there's one scripture in Ecclesiastes 7. I will read 8 and 10. And I'll finish with this. I love the Lord. Ecclesiastes 7, 8 says, the end of a matter is better than its beginning. And patience is better than pride. I was thinking about this. Verse 10 says, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. You know, we started very well, I believe. We started very well. The video can prove that. But it's little. If I compare with what the Lord wants to do through us. It's just a beginning. I thought in 6 months, 1 year, maybe 2 years to people to know me. Then when you move and for us to know each other, for me. No, maybe 5 years. And we're still knowing each other. We're still knowing each other. But the first 5 years was good. But I'm declaring the word. I'm declaring what Ecclesiastes is saying. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, why the first 5 years was better than this? Why the word in action was better than this? Why my last church was better than this? Why in Brazil was better than this? Why? No, I don't care about the old times. Was good. Thank God. He protected you. He taught you, He gave you time to prepare yourself, He built up faith in you, Word of God, because you said yes to the Lord. So, and it was good. But I'm declaring, church, that's the next, I don't know if 5 years, I'm saying 5 years because 5 years, we're celebrating today. But you know, the next 5 years is going to be much better. It's going to be much, much better. I have a great expectation in my heart. When you come to the church, you declare, oh Lord, thank you for the church. Thank you for this first 5 years. But thank you, Lord, the next 5 years is going to be much better. Whatever we did in the past, yes, I'm proud of you guys. God probably is proud of us. But he said, no, be patient. Be patient. Because I have much more for you. He said, and patience is better than pride. Sometimes people are so pride. I'm proud of my ministry. I'm proud of my church. I'm proud of what I did before. I'm so proud. And they live in that pride. And forget to be patient and waiting for the Lord to teach and add more things into his life to grow even bigger. I see the scripture like this. The end of matter is better than its beginning. So when I go to the Lord, the Lord comes, or if I die and go to be with the Lord, I want to use you guys to see this church much better than was in the first 5 years. Then the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next... Sometimes people get scared about, if you grow too big, it's dangerous to fall. No, we are growing in God's speed. He never goes over speed. No, he doesn't want a ticket. No, he has the right speed for us. This is the right speed for us. Some churches grows in 1 year like 10 times more in every area. Oh, praise the Lord. But for us, we are growing slow, but enjoying every time. Every Sunday we get together. Every time we come for the upper room. Every time we pray together. Enjoy those times. Celebrate His presence. Celebrate the anointing. Celebrate the anointing. Come with joy. Leave this place saying, no, I'm filled with the presence of God. I'm rejoicing. I know, what about the mountains? The mountains? I speak to the mountains. Get out of my way. This is the way we work. No, we don't wake up thinking about the mountains, the problems, the situations. We don't. We just declare to the mountain, get out of my way. Throw yourself into the sea. This is the way we do. Confession. Confession is so important. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And you know, you are important. If you are here, there's something special for you to do. There's something special for you to do. And another, the last thing is about this. Don't allow the enemy, or don't allow someone to tell you that you are not able, that you are not good enough, that you are not for this position, or there's somebody else that's better than you. Why you, what you are doing in this position? Don't let anybody say that that's too difficult. Don't let the enemy say things like that to you, because it's not their opinion. Say most of the time, though, their opinion, all the time. Every time, opinions like that is not really important. The important opinion is what the Lord thinks about you. So if you believe in God, in His Word, and you have to go to the Word of God and check it out, what He's saying about you. Oh, you are, I don't like your way, Ali. I don't like the way you speak. I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like... You say, Pastor, I don't care. The Lord made me like this. He gave this joy to me. He gave my heart to praise Him and worship Him. I love to do it this way. This is what... No, I have to learn here. I have to learn that. But if I say something, this is just like get hurt and... okay, I'll be quiet. I'm not going to church anymore. It's not the way it works. Just keep that in mind. So what the Lord thinks about you, it's what you should declare. I'm a good person. I have faith in my heart. I have the word in me, so I will declare the word of God. I'm good enough. I like Joel Osteen. He preached 30 minutes and 30 minutes teaching people, encouraging people to speak what they are in God. So I'm this. He has much more vocabulary than I am. But whatever the Lord says you are is what you should declare. Okay? And what the Lord told me about this church is what I'm declaring. We are prosperous in every area of this church. We are prosperous financially. Yes, because the first thought comes financials. Yes, we are prosperous financially. But the most important, we are prosperous in the knowledge of the Word of God. We are prosperous in the faith that we have in God. We are prosperous in grace. We are prosperous in favor. We are. I'll keep declaring, thank you, Lord, for the favor. Thank you, Lord, for the grace of God. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles. We are prosperous in miracles. We have many miracles happening every day in people's lives here. We have someone. I know she's not here. She's upstairs, I think. She said, you know, my husband was asking me to find another job because a job that can help me with the visa. And I said, no, but I have visa just until tomorrow, 28, I think. So 2 days after that. And he said, but you know, if you believe God, you always encourage me to believe God. So go. This job is not giving you what we need. Go and try another one. And she applied. The next day, somebody called her. And she said she prepared a great speech to say, I need to start working tomorrow, the last day. Because after tomorrow, we'll expire the visa. And I cannot sign to work. And she didn't say anything. Because the lady made the interview with her. She said, there's one thing I have to ask you. You have to start tomorrow. So come on. You have to start tomorrow, 28th of February. So this is God's performing miracles in our midst. Amen? So I love the Lord. I really, really love the Lord. Can you stand up, please? Let's praise Him. Oh, hallelujah.